It's time to check in with the man, Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a master gardener, and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. So tell me, is it true? Do February showers bring March flowers?
Well, believe it or not, last year we did have flowers in bloom in March. So it could possibly happen again this year. It sure seems like it's going to. So,
you know, I don't want the El Nino thing to ruin everybody's life, but if it sticks around and we get another early spring, I'd be up for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So what should we be doing today? It'll be raining. Should we be planting stuff? Should we be tilling snow into our gardens? What's it all about, Alfie?
That sounds like a farmer's response, tilling the snow into our fields.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of things to be doing or thinking about right now. You know, we're getting sort of to the end of at least the cold temperatures of winter, hopefully, here with February wrapping up in a few days. But we still want to make sure things are protected in our yard, if not from the cold temperatures that might have wreaked havoc on some of our more tender plants. Certainly from deer and other things roaming that are getting hungrier and food sources are fewer and fewer as they get to the end of the winter here. So making sure that your plants are protected if you did put burlap on them or any kinds of fencing, that it's up and intact here for this next 6 weeks or so, to make sure that the late season, as those animals are hungrier, that they don't get to those plants that you've spent all winter protecting. So make
sure there is a roving band of about 7 or 8 deer that wander the streets, not the sidewalks, not the yards, wander the streets of Woodland. They look like if they had black leather jackets and collars they could flip up, they look like young toughs is what they look like. They look like, you know, the scary kids in junior high.
They're not looking to pick a fight. They're looking to pick something to eat. So
what would happen if you told them no? They're probably hungry.
Yeah, you could try that.
I don't know if I'd want to go head-to-head with these gals. They look, like I said, they look tough, man.
Yeah. They're tough and hungry.
Yeah.
Lethal dose.
Exactly.
So making sure those roving bands of toughs in your neighborhoods are kept at bay, at least in your yard, is a good thing to be doing now because that will pay dividends into the spring and summer and years to follow for those tender, delicious trees and evergreens and things like that.
Well, so, you've got the same problem I do. Your alarm system, when it comes to deer, rabbits, squirrels, does not operate. And when the temperatures are this cold, your alarm system stays inside wrapped in sweaters going, I'm not going out there.
They make plenty of alarm from the window, but don't want to go any further than
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
They want to let me know that they're out there. And of course, for gardeners who do a lot of seeding and starting their own plants indoors, now is really getting to be that time as we get into the early parts of March with some of our earlier season stuff. Still quite a bit too early to do a lot of the vegetables, but some of our annuals and things like that, people can start seeding and getting that going, or at least getting ready to. So, there's a challenge with that. It's really a science for people who have mastered how to start seeds indoors. And certainly if people master it and become very good at it, they save lots of money when it comes to purchasing those plants at the garden centers instead. So.
Well, if you're just a regular person and you think, oh, I'd like to try that this year, what's the best way to go about learning a little bit of that science so that you don't, you know, waste the 79 cents you spent on the seeds?
Well, yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's much more than the 79 cents if you really want to be good at it. You need to have some kind of artificial light to give the seeds or the soil enough time underneath light, because we're just not getting enough natural light right now to get most seeds to germinate. So you've got to do fluorescent or something like that, and should use a certain kind of our special soil that's easier for seeds to germinate in. But it can be done, and even with those expenses, it can be very, very cost savings over purchasing the plants at the greenhouse. Of course, a lot of us like to go to the greenhouse and look at all the things that are there and make our purchases based on the beautiful selection that's there. So that isn't meant to discourage people from using a garden center or a greenhouse for their plants, but it's just another option if people are looking for way to maybe save a few dollars in their plant purchases and gardening habits. So
excellent. Next time, in a couple of weeks, we should talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is how to force buds and little blooms in the springtime when you're just about going bananas to see something growing, and there's a way you can do it, and you know how it's done.
Sure.
We'll
That'd
talk
be great.
About it. Sounds like a plan. TK, thanks a million, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday morning right here on Northland Morning.